Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents the special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African-American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, win well. It is On Point with Wandalyn Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's time for our Soul Sister, Sister Talk series right here on On Point.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Point. I want to welcome to Sister Talk today, the one and the only Avery Sunshine. Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon. Hey, Sister Soul.
That's right. Woo! Soul, Sister Soul.
Yes. Come on, girl. That's right. Come on. Take it back home for me. Take it home and do some patty for me. You know I'm from Chester, PA. What?
That's right. So I know that just took you right on back home.
Oh, you already know. You already know.
Yes. You know. Yes. Ava, we're so glad to have you to share with us.
Thank you for
today.
Having me.
And we're just glad to have this time of just talking. You bring out the sunshine.
Oh, no,
you do.
I don't know if my kids would say that right now since they've been in lockdown with me. They didn't say God. That. They said, she bring out the midnight. She bring out the midnight.
They're like, Mom, please go back out on the road, Mom.
Listen. Oh, my God. Those are the words that I heard before I went to bed. Mom, would you please get out of my room? And you know, I'm the black mom. I said, this ain't your room. This is my room.
That's
all
right.
All the hot rooms in here are mine. But it is right. So I was trying to bring up. I'm working on my shine.
You are.
I'm working on it.
Mom, we're used to you not being here as much, Mom.
It's the truth. It's the truth. I did not realize how much I did not. You know, you know your children, but you don't know anybody until you are with them for 24 hours a day for 5 months straight. My poor husband, poor thing. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to call a counselor because I was like, I love my husband, but this is too much.
How are you adjusting to this? How really is it? And
once we got through that, you know, it was like a interesting kind of honeymoon. The first few, you know, maybe the first month of being at home with everybody.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is really interesting. Okay, let's watch movies then. Okay, let's go to bed. We're going to do midnight French toast, and we'll do that every night. And then after a while, it was like, all right, I don't want to do that no more. I'm ready to get out of the house. Okay, are you cooking French toast again? I feel like now there's been a plateau, and we're kind of on the other side of being super tired of each other. We kind of understand everybody's flow and everybody's, you know, space mm-hmm. in the house and really thanking God for this and finding the silver lining.
Okay.
In this get to know myself and my people time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm actually grateful for, I must say, I even, you know, outside of the children and my husband, but the Zoom calls that I've had with my sisters, my sister friends, and being able to spend more time talking. I can't tell you the last time I spent time really digging in with my sister friends.
Wow.
And because none of us have time. Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So now we're talking, if we don't touch base every day, at least every other day, how you feeling? What's going on? What you cooked today? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm cooking this. You know, did you talk crazy to your husband today? Sure did. You know, but I made up with him last night. It, you know, just all kinds of stuff that you miss when you're working.
That's true.
You know, so it's leveled out. It's leveled out.
That's good. Avery, yeah. What have you discovered that you've needed during this sheltering in this quarantine that you didn't know that you needed?
Oh, time with myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Time to stop. Time to tap into some of the other gifts that I have mm-hmm. that I ignore. Time to practice.
Okay.
And work on the gifts that I have been, you know, using, and time to reflect, time to get on that treadmill. I'm still working on that, though.
So. Help me, Lord.
Oh, I mean, man. But really, no excuses. I don't have any excuses. I don't have to go anywhere. I can order, if I need some eggs, I can order that. I don't have to go anywhere to do that. Mm-hmm. Stay here, focus on your craft. One of my my husband and I, one of our good friends, his name is Eric Roberson, and he said, if you do not come out on the other side of this having created something, having not coming out better, then you have wasted this opportunity, especially artists. And people who create, if you have not gone into your secret place and really delved in and checked in with you, you have wasted an opportunity, a time that we may never, ever, ever see again. And then, and now we're getting a little bit, we're getting an extra, you know, few months because we don't know when.
We sure don't. We sure don't.
I mean, yeah. I wish you, Pastor. I wish you would have prayer over your folks here in Atlanta and Georgia. Tell them to put on their masks.
Tell them
to stay at the house. So, you know, we can get on back to, you know.
Right. And I think that's interesting that you said that you see this as an opportunity. Instead of being frustrated about, listen, I can't go there, I can't go there, but it's an opportunity. And is that what you encourage a lot of other sisters to see it as?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially my sisters who we've been talking about. One of my sisters has been talking about working on her own company. She works for another huge company, and she's been at that company for 12 years. And I need to do my own thing. I'm like, how about this is the time to do your own thing, to focus on you, sowing into you. And, you know, we need each other to remind each other because some days, listen, that quarantine wake-up call is, as far as is a real – listen, sometimes – yesterday, I don't think my husband and I got up till – we just decided we just going to stay in bed till 1:30 just to see how ignorant we could absolutely be. And we – How ignorant can we be just to be in bed all day? And after a while, we're like, okay, this is enough. Now this is just enough. But you know, that can come over you when, you know, for so long, we didn't have to think about our schedules in that way. There was so much going on that when we did have a day off, we could do that. But now we've got to plan what's going on, or 4 or 5 days will go by and you will have done nothing but watch Netflix.
Right, exactly. And so just kind of making some plans and doing that discipline. There's so much creativity on the inside of you. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about the creativity. How is that being cultivated during this time? And even as you encourage and talk to other women about stirring up that creativity, because you as a singer, pianist, composer, you've got this signature sound. You're able to mix soul and jazz and R&B and gospel. You're able to just kind of pull it all together in such a unique way. But it has a starting point. It has an origin. And the origin of it is you, and also the gifting and the creativity that you have within you. So we'll talk to you about it when we come right back. It's Avery Sunshine right here on Sister Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. That one was live at Center Stage. Come Do Nothing, Avery Sunshine. It's Sister Talk. How you like that? Ooh, it kind of puts you in the groove right there. Avery, how did you get started in the music business?
Well, I feel like I always say it was kind of by accident. Now, I knew I was going to be in music.
Okay.
But I did not know I would be, not in this way. I always thought I would just, I'd be a choir director over somebody's music department somewhere. That's about it. But as far as entertaining and being in the industry, I kind of fell into it. And I will say this, my first real experience in the industry, and you, I don't know if you even know this,
was with the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir.
I produced one of their,
I was there. And you come to Atlanta, we do them at Chester High School. So I knew about you way before I came to Atlanta. And
Sam's
tape truck and all that. So that was, I was a member of Women's Chester. I was the youngest member.
Really?
And, yep.
Wow.
And so I remember, you know, one of the recordings, sitting and listening to you and watching you, and your command as a Black woman was inspiring. And see, to talk to you now, you had no idea that in Chester, Pennsylvania, you were, and maybe you did, but you were affecting and empowering me.
Wow, I never knew. Oh my
God. So I've been wanting to tell you that, and I'm so glad I had the opportunity to tell you that I sat in Chester High School, and you were there, and you opened this. It was just, so I just want you to know, one of my fondest memories, and that was my introduction to the industry.
Really?
To the music industry, absolutely. But I never thought I would, you know, other than, like I said, directing the choir. I came to Spelman to major in piano, changed my major, worked at Historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, Nine Hill Baptist Church,
wow,
a bunch of other churches around here.
Okay.
And I met my, at the time, just good friend, my partner, Dana Johnson, now my hubby. And he was like, you know what, you should do this thing for real. I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't want to be bothered with that. And we wrote a song, and the next thing you know, it's on a compilation record that's being released in Japan. I'm like, wait, what's happening? How did that happen? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dana called me, and he said, listen, so the song we did, they're releasing it in Japan. They want to, they need your information for the CD jacket. And how do you want your name to read? I was like, I don't know. Avery Sunshine. Just tell them that. And so this whole thing started out of just kind of moving and allowing, if that makes any sense. You know, letting my light shine and not trying to make it shine. You know, and just letting things happen. And so that's how I got into it. And I know it sounds crazy because it wasn't a dream of mine. It was not a dream because I did not think that, you know, I'm a fan of Patti LaBelle and Whitney Houston and Luther Vandross and Aretha Franklin. So I was like, if your voice don't sound like that, you ain't supposed to be in no industry making a record. So go somewhere and sit down somewhere because you ain't supposed to do it. And so I never even considered this would be a space for me.
Mm.
Never occurred to me.
Wow.
So it
and
started
here we
kind
are.
Of happening.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And here we are with that. What actually goes through your mind, body, and soul when you're singing? Because your sound is just so unique. It's so melodious. It's just a signature sound. What's happening with Avery when you're singing?
Sometimes, like, oh, Lord, I hope I don't sing the wrong note. I hope I don't sing flat. Because I can't take me out of pitch. It drives me crazy. But your body is in... Your body is this huge muscle, this instrument, and depending on how you feel, depending on what time of the month it is, depending on all this stuff, depending on what's on your mind, depending on, you know, your body, and you have to learn to be okay with that and know that whatever comes out of you is good. You practice, it is enough. It is now. If you haven't practiced or anything, now go somewhere and sit down. But
right.
Practice, and you spent the time. We have to trust that. You know, I used to hear folks say, "God don't make no junk."
Yeah.
You know, and I used to laugh at it. It's like, that sounds crazy, but I get it. The older you get, some stuff just makes sense, and I had to trust that. So normally, what's going through my mind, and I'm working on that, is okay, I want to make sure that my body's postured the right way so I get the sound out right. And then what will ultimately come over me is the feeling of, don't think about any of that. I think about why you wrote the song and okay. think about making folks feel better. Think
okay.
about connecting. And so I'll start out with all that, oh, Lord, oh, my God. But by 15, 20 minutes into the show, if that, I'm gone. I don't have to know where I am, you know, especially when I see, people
right.
are vibing with me and, you know.
Yeah, you just vibing. So, you just locked into it.
Yeah.
Todd from Atlanta has a question for you. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Wanda Lynn.
Hey.
Avery, I met you your sophomore year in front of Morehouse James. I remember you.
Hey, Todd, really?
Yeah, I remember you. I remember you. But and you answered my first question because I was like, how did she come up with Avery? I kind of figured the Sunshine was a play on a multiple things, but I was like, where does Avery come from?
But it was great. It was both of them were just out of the blue. Like God, but I have to give that. I'm not let you finish, but I give all of that to God. I'm telling you, and I'll tell you why in a second. But please finish. I'm sorry.
Okay. Being a pianist yourself, okay, you appreciate acoustic instruments. Do you have an opinion on to what degree hip hop and R&B should be more invested in acoustical instruments and their performances these days versus electronic? Do you have an opinion on whether they should be more invested in performing? Because with acoustical instruments in place of electronic instruments, because it does give you more room to improvise, especially on stage shows.
Yeah. I don't. I think whatever that medium is that works for you, where you can make somebody feel something, is what you should use. That's it. So me, I want to be at a piano. But my daughter, who's a musician, she doesn't mind. Well, she plays keys, and she's more of a producer than I am. And she might not mind singing to tracks. And her audience is probably not, they're not tripping either. You know, and please know that we mix that. We do use tracks because, listen here, the truth is you can't take the whole band everywhere. So background singers, we call them
expensive.
The ladies in the box. Amen. Yeah, you put the ladies in the box, play them tracks. They ain't never late. You don't got to worry about what they got on. None of that.
Because
you press play, huh? And they don't come in right on time. Same key every time.
That's right.
But I do think that whatever that thing that brings, that allows you to express yourself at the fullest extent is what you should do. So I would never tell anybody to pick one.
I use the word should. I should not have used the word should because I like it all too. I like it all too. But what I should have said was just, do you have an opinion on whether it would be more beneficial to the audience if we had more acoustic instruments in the arrangements on stage and studio production?
Hold tight a second, guys. Let me go to break and we'll be right back. Avery Sunshine on Sister Talk, Radio News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Can I bring something up? Don't mean to be confrontational.
Call my name, Avery Sunshine. Right here, Sister Talk, Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. Todd, did you have another question for Avery?
I do. And just to be clear, I don't want to give you the wrong impression, Avery. I'm not implying that I knew you. I just met you. I just remember meeting
That's
you.
That's okay.
When your cut came out, it had been out for like about a year or so, and I saw a CD cover, and I was like, I've seen her before. I think she went to Spelman. And then I thought, I was like, she stayed in the dorm, or I met her in front of the dorm with somebody I used to see. And that's the only reason I remembered it. But let me give you an easy one. And don't pick Monk. Do not pick Monk. Who are your top five piano players?
Bob James. God rest his soul. George Duke.
Easy. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's just what it is.
A true musical genius.
Yeah, and Shirley Horn. God rest her soul, too. And because there are too many to name, because I haven't even delved into the gospel, you know what I mean?
Almost there.
But the ones that come off the top of my head are those three.
Yeah, if you never got a chance to see George Duke and when he was live, you surely missed something, especially when he was getting down with Stanley Clark. But okay.
Oh, all right, Todd. Thanks a bunch. Miss Sharon has a question for you. Go right ahead, Miss Sharon.
Well, I don't have a question, but I have a lot of comments.
Go ahead.
Ooh, look at God work. Girl power. That's all I have to say is girl power.
Girl power.
You have, Miss Avery, all the admiration for Wanderlyn, and Wanderlyn has all the admiration for you.
Yes, I
love it. I just absolutely love it.
Oh,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I just want COVID to go away so you can get back to City Winery and we can hear you perform.
Oh, and I just wanted to go away so I can see y'all, because I want to perform for y'all. I miss it.
I didn't know you had such a great sense of humor. I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving it.
I'm special. They're working with me. God is still working on me.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting back.
I'm looking forward to hearing you sing my favorite song by you. The Lord The Lord is blessing me right now.
You want to hear? Listen, though. You want to hear something? And y'all know I am church. I was doing another group before Avery Sunshine really kicked off, and it was called ND3. And there are four members of the band, and everybody was supposed to come up with their contribution to this EP that we were going to do, this four-song EP. So everybody had prepared theirs, and rehearsal was about to happen, and it was like 30 minutes out, and I had procrastinated and had not prepared a song. I sat down at my keyboard. I said, God, I'm the only female in the group. You got to give me something. I done farted around and ain't done what I was supposed to do. And my hands landed on, I know this is more information than what you need, but it landed on a B-flat major 7 chord. And all I said was, the Lord is blessing me. And I
loved it.
And when they got to the house, I was like, here it is. This is what we're going to do. I feel like I finished it up right when the doorbell rang. I was like, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That faith is powerful.
Yeah,
every time you perform
knew?
That, I feel it through and through. I cry, I smile, I laugh. It brings so much emotion.
Well, I am so grateful. You know, I only drew that energy from hearing my mama and everybody sing, the Lord is blessing me. You are anytime you strike that up in church was a good time. Before offering, after offering, during a prayer, in the middle of a sermon, and it's always a good time to sing that. And
I'm
grateful for the God that I have. The way that I've been exposed to and experienced God and God coming through the music that way.
Well, so I thank him for you.
Thank you. Thank
for bringing you.
Thanks for sharing.
And Sean and Wanderlyn, play it sometimes. Dr. Slaughter used to play it for us from time to time.
Okay. All right. Will do.
Much love, lady.
All right. Love to you, Miss Sharon.
See you soon now.
Avery, what do you consider a necessary strength for women to be successful?
Confidence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said a necessary strength, right? Yeah.
Right.
Your confidence will get you. Listen, it sometimes will get you farther than the skill itself, if that makes any sense. If you are confident and you believe, and it's not, to me, not independent of you know, a work ethic or skill, but it is that thing that will open the door for the opportunities. Just being confident, that's a part of that gift making room for you as well. Mm-hmm. Being confident enough to allow people to see it. Mm-hmm. Confident enough to allow people to hear you.
Wow. What advice would you give to women who tend to kind of find themselves like, I didn't know I was getting ready to go this route, but yeah. I'm here.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to women?
Oh, just stay there and do it. And, uh-huh. and don't, it's something that I was on your website and I saw that you have a prayer called launch. Mm-hmm. And the idea of launching, you know, putting into motion, and the idea of allowing whatever that thing is to happen. And a part of clearly a part of that launching is allowing. Mm. Allowing, if that thing is happening, go ahead and support it. Go ahead and push that boat out onto the. You can see the way the waves are going, and you see how the weather is setting everything up for you. And so that means the stuff is kind of happening. You didn't know you were going to find yourself in that space. Go with it.
Right. Okay.
Go with that. That, you know. Yeah, go with it. That launch that actually happens before you even do anything sometimes. Just right. Like with me, I felt like there was a putting into motion that was happening for me. And I looked up and I'm like, wait a minute. Did we just do an album? What happened?
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here you are, and having done so much, and even working on something to come out in the fall. What do you say?
Yeah.
What challenges have you faced being a female in an industry where you see a lot of men that dominate in various parts of it?
That's it. You know, being in a, and then the balance of wanting to have your voice heard, but mm-hmm. not be treated wanting to be treated differently because you are a woman and not wanting to be treated differently because you are a woman.
Okay.
Because I do want a man to hold the door for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do want, if I'm on tour, I was on tour some years ago, and I'm not going to say which one because I don't want the guys to feel bad about it. I was on tour and everybody's got their instruments that they're carrying, and I got this huge keyboard that I'm carrying, and none of the guys, there was only one guy that would help me, and he couldn't do much for me because he was carrying his own stuff, but for the most part, they'd look at me and wouldn't bat an eye. Get it yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You do that.
Wow.
And that part of me that did desire and need to be, you know, taken care of in that way. Yes, we can do a lot of things. Yes, we. But I do think that if there's some spaces that we should yield. Yes, I need you to open the door for me. Yes, I need you to pick it up because it's heavy for me. Yeah, I want that. Now, on the other hand, though, when I walk into a room musically, I don't want to have to scream so that you can acknowledge that I'm here.
Wow, that's good.
You know, after you hold that door for me, I don't want you to direct me to a seat that's not at the table where you are.
Ooh, that's good. That's good, Avery. Avery Sunshine. Wow. This is sister talk. I mean, it is real. I hear it. I hear it coming. I hear it coming. We'll be back. Yes. More sister talk with Avery Sunshine right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Used to have so much to say. Tell me, baby,
when was the last time you heard me call you sweet darling? Hey. And when was the last time I heard you say, hey, baby?
I hope you
first one there, the last one out the door.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandalyn Stokes. It is our Sister Talk series with Avery Sunshine. Remember me, Avery Sunshine. Talk to us about just being a woman in this industry when you're not invited to the table. When a woman has the confidence and feels the sense of self-worth, but she's excluded, what advice do you give to women?
Create your own. That's it. I'm not going to fight with you about whether I need to be a part of your organization, your thing, because I don't have to do that. I want to do my own thing. And wish you well, and lead by example. And you know, I used to feel some kind of way. You hear our Black sisters and brothers saying, you know, now there's some places where you have to demand, you have a right. My kids got to go. I want my kids to be in school, so I'm not going to, I can't go and start a school. You know what I mean? I can't do that. So there's some things where you got to say, okay, and if I can't, there's a way to do it. But if there is an organization or, you know, a band you want to be a part of, and I'm really simplifying it, don't do that. Go start your own band. Start your own thing. You know, open up your own business. You know, if there is a, you know, and if it's not a situation that is just a male-female issue where we feel that fight. And if it's a racial issue, I was watching online, our sisters and brothers were going to some of the Asian places to get their nails done, and they were being mistreated. Don't keep going there. I don't have to beg you to treat me a certain way. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to go find the folks that want to deal with me. I'm going to go start my own and put some money to support the people that are supporting me. I ain't going to fight you to get along with you, for you to accept me.
Wow, that's good.
So, you know, I want us to all, whatever that is, whether it be whether you're dealing with racial inequities, or you know, sexual inequities, you know what I mean, whatever that I know you know what I'm talking. Thing is, what's her name? Stacey Abrams. God bless my sister. She said we have to deal with systemic inequities across the board, not just racism and sexism, all of it, from classism to, my husband and I have been calling it sizeism, you know. Listen, I'm a full figure lady, and sometimes that seat gets a little tight on the airplane.
Yes, it does.
Don't be looking at me sideways.
Hey, can you bring me an extra seat belt?
Listen, I'm looking at me sideways because a little bit of this hip is on your side. And it's, you know, okay, all right. But you know what I mean. We have to deal with it all of the inequities for our LGBT community, LGBTQ community. We have to deal with it all. There's no way we can just talk about racism and not deal with how we treat each other in all of those other areas. There's no way.
Absolutely.
So it's hard for me to just to deal with the sexism piece without doing, you know, all of that. But I mean, I didn't took it all the way somewhere else. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, no, you're good. You're fine. What are some of those iconic musical figures that have really, really inspired you on your music journey?
Oh, as of late, the few that are really making me feel something are Aretha, Donnie Hathaway, and Roberta Flack, Marvin Gaye, James Brown, what's his name? Garbage Patrol. He did
God rest his soul, he was in a wheelchair before he died. What's his name? You know his name. Lord, what's the man? He was just pushing. My mother told me, my mom told me when I hit 45, it stuff was just going, you just can't remember stuff. And guess when I'll remember? When we're off the phone.
That's how it goes.
But the artist who unapologetically said, unapologetically talked about their blackness.
Yes, yes. Okay.
And that is what's been speaking to me. And in particular, a song that Donny Hathaway wrote and here Roberta Flack performed, Be Real Black for Me.
Mm.
And it's speaking to me in such a way now, because when I came onto the scene musically, that's just what, you know, not that I didn't want to talk about those things, but when you come into a space and it's about radio, it's having a radio hit, radio music.
Right.
Nobody ever talks about consciousness.
That's true.
They talk about, you know, well, this is who did a song like this. You should do songs like this. You should do. And I knew right off the bat that I was not willing to do that. I was not capable of reducing my creativity to one thing.
Right.
But in that, though, I did not explore the other side, that super conscious black. My hair is nappy, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's natural.
It's natural. My hips are wide, and I love it first.
Yes.
My lips are full, and I love them first.
That's good.
I am in a space now where, I will say this, when I started this, I was going through a divorce. So my stuff was all about, you know, let me get away from you as fast as I can. You done wore me out. I'm sick of you. Lord, you got to send me somebody. And look, because I'm sick of you. Now I got somebody who really loved me, and I love you. So I'm talking about love. Because I was so in need of that.
Yes.
But now I'm in a space where I feel like I need to talk about my blackness.
That's especially good.
When I've worked with artists, white artists lately, who I feel like have invited me because I'm black.
Right.
And
okay.
I felt some kind of way about I didn't want to do those appearances on those songs, but I did it because I thought, okay, this is how you play the game. Pastor Stokes, do you know I'm over that?
Yeah.
I ain't playing nobody's games no more. I'm not playing no games.
Right.
So you don't, I don't know where you're coming from, and you are using me to appeal to your black audience.
Right.
I say it like that in the black audience that supports you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they support you because you got all these black people in your band.
Right.
And you sound black. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I can't
blame you.
I don't do it and not feel anything. I still feel something while I'm doing it. But I'm like, you know what? Nobody else is saying anything. I'll be the only one in the room screaming about it. But you know what? Right now, I don't care. Mm. I mean, I cannot lie.
That's right.
And I will not. And I will not prop up anybody.
Right.
To make them look good, that does not feel good and is not true to me.
Mm-hmm,
I'm not doing
mm-hmm.
it. Appropriation, they can away with that. We're not dealing with that.
Avery, as an independent artist, I want to ask you, you know, having, depending on, as a great source of your income, performing, how are you getting through this?
We pray a whole lot. I've been mowing lawns. Because you know you ain't got to come in contact with nobody, so I'll come and mow your lawn. And I will say this, I am grateful that, you know, 99.99% of the music that you hear of mine, my husband and I wrote.
We're
able to, you know, there is some income, but it's rough.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have to think about, you got to think about if
Mm-hmm. You know, if things ever look like they will again, what does that really look like? And so that, which means that we, you know, if I wanted to have a steak dinner, no, we're going to go ahead and have a little bit of, have a little chicken wing, have a little chicken wing and a head of broccoli for all of us to share. And it's real because, and there were some people that were trying to do the outdoor kind of drive-in.
Yeah, yeah.
And that might be the way it looks for us for a minute.
Yeah, you never know.
That even gets going. You never know. Never
yeah,
know.
Having to revamp. Was that name Curtis Mayfield? You were trying to remember?
Curtis Mayfield! Come on!
That's not me. The listeners were calling in. A producer knew. I said, Curtis Mayfield. That's it.
They knew who I was talking about. They knew it. Thank you, family. Thank you,
family. Avery, people can stay connected to you on IG, Avery Sunshine.
IG, Facebook. Everywhere but TikTok, because I don't know how to use that.
Listen, TikTok will know too much of your business, so no.
Well, please hit me up, please.
Thank you so much, Avery, and it's so great to connect with you again. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I am honored, and y'all keep shining, all right?
All right, thank you. You keep shining,
too. Thank you.
Have
bye.
A great bye. One. Blessings you to too. You.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.